Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes limescale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate limescale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Did you know there's a town in Alabama surrounded by a lake on three sides?
Hello?
Of course you did.
Can you hear me?
Because you're listening from there right now. Hey, Cedar Bluff, we know you can hear us. So call us at 404-741-0929 because the game is everywhere.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
An Intercom Communications Station.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Live, local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is a Friday, and welcome to the Kia Studios on this Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hugh, of course, still in Philadelphia, reveling in all that was his Philadelphia Eagles victory parade. Randy Mack in this morning, filling in admirably. The old, well, I was going to say.
Yes, don't use
the F word.
No, don't say former.
Yeah.
Just say dog.
The old dog, Randy Mack. How you doing, bub?
I'm good, man. Good morning to you. Has anybody heard from Hugh or checked on you?
I think Hugh's probably...
He's good.
Good.
He's good.
Okay.
He hit me up yesterday.
Instagram videos.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the videos. Just making sure he's all right. Did he get little Hugh to the airport on time?
That he did.
All right. So we good then.
Yeah, he's all good. He got little Hugh off. Everything's good. You know, that's the great thing about, you know, social media is if you don't hear from somebody, you could usually check, you know, they're okay. Check on them and kind of monitor what's going on. Well, that's a bad thing, too. People can kind of monitor what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I kind of fell back on mine, bro. I don't want everybody watching everything I'm doing anymore. Kind of lay that low.
That's true. If I see that Wendy hasn't snapped or Instagrammed, I'll text her, like, hey, you okay? Is everything good?
I mean,
if she goes 30 minutes, I'll text Wendy what's going on.
Withdrawal.
You okay?
She's in the fetal position in the corner.
Sometimes I do get anxious if I don't post something. I'm like, oh, I got to be creative. I got to post something, but I don't know.
And then you just flash the camera in someone else's face.
I do.
Like me.
Yes. I mean, filters galore. Thank God for Snapchat and the awesome filters.
So did you sit around last night, Wendy Adams, in front of the TV like the real estate maven did, watching figure skating?
I did not.
Oh, because I thought that was a thing last night.
I'm more invested in the Summer Olympics than I really am in the Winter Olympics. So the events that I like are bobsledding it's something you don't see every day because you can see figure skating every single year, not just in the Olympics or, like Randy said yesterday, curling.
I'm excited about watching curling. I don't know why I am excited about this new sport, but for some reason it just seems like it's the coolest thing ever.
Well, what is your favorite Winter Olympics sport?
I would have to say like the bobsled or luge.
How about that skeleton where they like lay down and go face first? Those people are insane. I'm sorry. You want me to get on a little sled on my belly and put my nose out front and go down a sheet of ice down a mountain at 90 miles an hour?
I think that would be so much fun.
No. It'd be so much fun till you'll die.
Much fun. Okay, well, we're not encouraging death. and that has not happened in a while. But I think that would be so much fun and exhilarating. You're never going to get to do that. That's so cool.
You can have that, Wendy. And to me, what you're talking, it seems like you got to be a smaller person anyway to do it. Like, it seems like it's like a five.
I'm sure they build sleds for your size.
No. I mean, that's a little too.
No.
That's too fast.
What about bobsledding?
I mean, I don't know nothing about bobsledding other than cool runnings. I remember when Herschel Walker did it. Well, I don't really pay that
awesome
much attention.
To be in a bobsled.
You think so?
Oh my gosh, wouldn't it be amazing? I don't want to drive the thing because I wouldn't know what I'm doing. But to be like the middle person and just go down the hill in a bobsled, that would be amazing.
Well, and then of course, one of the things Winter Olympics really did well though, Randy, was a number of years ago when they decided, and I know there was a lot of pushback against the idea of bringing those X Games events, the moguls, snowboarding, half pipe into the Winter Olympics, which is what, oddly, because when I was growing up, there were none of those X Games things.
Right.
And the United States would have very little to cheer about in the Winter Olympics because, the Germans and the French and the Swedes and all those people would kick our rear ends at everything every year because that's what they did. The Canadians would always win all the stuff, and we wouldn't, we weren't no good at biathlon or cross-country skiing or anything like that, But then they put the X Games stuff in, and we happen to be pretty darn good at it because we invented it.
Yeah, I mean, they're leveling out the playing field for the United States. So the event started last night, but the opening ceremony is tonight, right?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, well, because, it's just American television, whether anybody likes it in the world or not, decides the schedule of events really in the Olympics in a lot of ways.
Right.
Because the rights fees that American Television pays are infinitely more than anybody else, okay? So American Television kind of gets to produce it, for lack of a better term. And because of the time difference, when Mike Tirico came on, he said, look, it's, 8 o'clock in the East and on a Thursday night, primetime Thursday night, biggest television night of the week, right? We're launching it, but it's 10 in the morning on Friday in Pyeongchang. And what do they put up front and center at 10 in the morning, the very first thing on the opening day? Oh, yeah, you bet you believe it. Figure skating. Whether you think figure skating is interesting or not, whether you like it or not, it's the number one most watched event in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, probably because it's the most recognizable, because like Wendy said, you can see it anywhere you want, anywhere you go, you see people figure skating. I'm like Wendy. I'm more invested in the Summer Olympics. I will glance back and forth to it because I got to see curling, because I actually want to see who wins this gold medal in curling. But what were the countries that you said were the top five? Were we in the top five as far as
no, we were
countries?
Like six we were or seven.
We were number six.
And
okay,
number seven in women's. Okay. But still up there. There's over 50 teams.
And there it is.
That's pretty good.
Okay, well, if you say so. Anyway, I'm back to this, the whole thing. You know, because I start to look at what your favorite Olympic sport is, and now this year is kind of interesting. This is one thing about the Winter Olympics is going to be different this year. The NHL said no, we're not going to break our season in half and in two, which they've done the last few Olympics, in order to allow NHL players to play hockey in the Olympics. Now, that hurts the Olympics because the hockey doesn't include all the big NHL stars now. But the NHL just said, look, we can't afford to take this, 3 weeks off in the middle of our year, and so we're not going to do it anymore. Now, the United States goes into the Olympics. This Olympics team from the United States is going. It greatly resembles, for example, the Miracle on Ice team in 1980. They're a bunch of college kids.
Which I think it should be. That's just me personally. Even the basketball thing, I enjoy watching the NBA stars. It's just not fair. It really isn't when you look at it that way. But and matter of fact, I just finally saw Miracle. Finally sat down and watched.
Great?
It's in a great movie. It's a great story.
Great.
But when you look at the young players on the U.S. hockey team, I mean, they are the best in the country as far as talent wise in the amateur level. I think they'll be fine. I mean,
I think they'll be fine too.
When you look at the other countries, the Russias and the Canadians and Swedes and all that, but I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, big Friday going on. A lot to chew on in the NBA. Welcome to the Kia Studios. John and Hugh and Randy Mack in this morning, and there's a lot to chew on, a lot of big news. Obviously, we're going to get into the, you mentioned, basketball, the NBA, and all the trades, the new look Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron is in town tonight. So we got the Winter Olympics going on, and we're going to discuss that, what's your favorite Olympic sport, and we're going to have a pick six based on the Olympics. We have the huge fallout yesterday from the NBA trades. We're going to get into that in depth in about 10 minutes from now. We'll get into all of the NBA trades and the new look Cavaliers. It'll suddenly show up with all these new guys. Yeah, I hope they didn't print rosters yesterday. I mean, programs yesterday, because they got to reprint them.
That is a good question. If they printed we got to take up 10,000 of these and let's tear them up and reprint them.
Right.
But yeah, that was, you lay down and take a nap and you wake up and like, huh? That's exactly what happened to me. I'm like, hold on. What?
I thought for a while I was going, nothing's going to happen today. And the next thing I know, in the space of an hour, half of Cleveland's team is gone.
Yes.
I was like, okay. Didn't expect that, but all right, we'll roll with that.
You look at the major trade this past season, it was the Kyrie trade. Only things left from it is the pick. And I think that's what Cleveland ultimately wanted, was the Brooklyn pick. But, I mean,
right.
Isaiah's gone. Crowder's gone. And we're going to get into, like you said, that never worked. And I always thought about it when they traded for those guys. You remember the last couple years in the playoffs, how Boston and Cleveland would battle, and it seemed like it was real personal?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't think it would work. And you kind of saw that as far as it was real cliquish with the Boston players and then LeBron and his folks. And I just didn't think it was going
to
work.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting race to the finish in the NBA, especially in the East, with some of the players returning like Hayward and Love, and when they get back and how they change things and dynamics in places like Cleveland and Boston. And of course, with the Hawks tonight, LeBron in town for the game against the Cavaliers. Our coverage begins at 7 with the pregame show. Hawks lost last night, by the way, on the road by 2 at the end of the game to the Orlando Magic. But they come in tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Pregame at 7 with Mike Conley. Check that. Pregame is not with Mike Conley. Mike's going to be in Nashville for the soccer game. But anyway, the pregame show, that's right, because Mike Conley's the new play-by-play voice of Atlanta United.
How many jobs, Mike? God.
Like 9?
Yeah.
He's news director. He on Dukes and Bell. He does the Hawks. He does the Falcons.
He got some Jamaican in him. He got some Jamaican in him, man.
He's got all them jobs. Is that what it is? Hey, does he have to do a DNA test?
One job.
Yeah, right. You have one job? No. Mike ain't got one job.
I got a lot of jobs.
Somebody ever throws that at Mike, throws a little shade. Mike, you had one job. No, I got like nine. So pregame at 7, tip at 7:30 at Phillips Arena with Steve Holman on the call tonight. LeBron James, Cleveland Cavaliers at Phillips Arena this evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, again, lots going on the weekends ahead as we get ready for it. Because everything that's coming up this month, one of the things I love about February, okay, here it is, what is it, the 9th of February.
Yes.
Everybody says that February, you know, after the Super Bowl, nothing goes on in February. It is, nobody understands. It's the busiest sports month of the year. Super Bowl, Winter Olympics, NBA trade deadline. You have the NBA, the NHL. You have now it's Atlanta United.
Pitchers and catchers, right?
Daytona 500. You know, I mean, you know, everything just kind of all – college basketball reaches a crescendo. I mean, everything's happening in February.
Yeah, but still. It's
NFL Combine.
It's bittersweet because you know, the football junkie in me misses it, and I'm sitting there watching all these old games and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it is a busy month. I know our guy Bo is, you know, he's excited. He's going to be sitting Indian style in front of the TV watching Daytona. And it's a big deal, I guess.
That's right.
We're not going to do that again, are we? Are we?
It never went away, John.
That's right.
It's Friday, John.
It is a Friday. I hope you have big weekend plans. Hope your drive in this morning is safe, too. When we get back, we're going to break down the Wild NBA, Wild and Willie NBA trade deadline day. Whew, man. Welcome to the new look Cleveland Cavaliers.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the official home for our Atlanta United.
People have shown up every single game. It's been really special. I think it's something that won't go away.
The MLS preseason, middays from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show on a Friday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Randy Mack in for Hugh. He's still celebrating in Philadelphia. Olympics begin tonight, opening ceremonies. And if you think you're not going to be inside watching the Olympics with the better half or whatever this weekend, you're going to be inside watching something because Randy Bowe is he's the resident weather guy because he's got some like Euro model, and we're not talking about a big, tall, blonde girl. He's got some Euro model that he loves because I think that they're saying up to 5 inches of rain over the weekend.
Wow.
5 inches.
Yeah. I'll be in the house.
Yeah. It'd be like flooding or something.
I'm usually in the house anyways, but yeah, I'll be there.
I was about to say, the only place you go is your hot tub, which is right outside of your house.
Yeah, I'll be in the house pretty much the whole time. But, but I'm like this on with Wendy. And my wife does the same thing. Anytime the temperature, when it's cold or whatever, and the temperature goes up maybe 15 degrees, uh-huh. They're outside. They want to walk around. No, that's how you get sick. You know, that's what my grandma's. You go get pneumonia in yourself.
No one wants to stay inside. You get sick by staying inside with all that filtered, unfiltered air, and you need fresh air. Go outside when it's warm. If it gets to 60, I'm outside running in shorts. Let's go.
You're not running this weekend.
Well, obviously not when it's raining, John, but if it's not raining this afternoon and it's 60, yes, I will be outside. Because you need fresh air. See, John, that's because you've been staying inside too long.
Probably
it's
so.
Freezing.
I've been fighting a chest cold all week long, so forgive
me. Fresh air.
I've got to get out and do that. Well, the Hawks tonight, you want to get inside, indoors to Phillips Arena or be in front of your radio listening to Steve Holman call the play. LeBron James in town tonight at Phillips Arena, and the Cleveland Cavaliers have a brand new look. Half their team is gone. I mean, as of yesterday morning at this time, Isaiah Thomas and Dwayne Wade and Channing Frye and Iman Shumpert and Jay Crowder and Derrick Rose were all parts of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
All of them bye. Gone. You know, D-Wade, bye-bye. That didn't work out.
I'm so happy because me being a Heat fan, that's where he's back where he belongs.
Right.
And I think, you know, when he left the first time, it was a pride thing between him and Pat Riley. Glad he's back in Miami. When you look at this team and what the Cavs were able to do, they got younger, first of all.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing. You got you another starting point guard in George Hill. Jordan Clarkson can light it up off the bench. Nance is an energy guy. So I think they got better. I really do. But the biggest thing was they got that poison out of that locker room. You can just tell on the floor, John, they just didn't like playing with each other.
Right. That was the big, everybody says, well, they got better defensively. I totally agree with Randy's take here. They got better defensively and they got younger, which, of course, if you're getting rid of guys like Dwayne Wade and even Derrick Rose, who, you know, it's a shame, I mean, that he had all the injuries because he could have been a special player and all that. We understand that. But it isn't about the age or the defense. It's about the chemistry of the team, which was awful, awful, awful. They thought they could just – they thought they were solving the problem by trading Kyrie. They exacerbated the problem.
I don't know how you can say a problem with trading Kyrie, because I wouldn't have traded Kyrie. You got two more years on your deal. I think LeBron, they could have made up. I don't know. I mean, there's no way I'm getting rid of a 25-year-old superstar point guard. There's no way Kyrie still be a Cleveland Cavalier if I'm the GM. You'll get over it. Anytime he's going to have surgery. No, you're not. No, you're not. Yep. But, I mean, once again, and I think a lot of this was we all based on, well, they got LeBron. And they'll figure it out because they got LeBron. They just could, I mean, it was like a layup line when you were watching them play defense.
Right, exactly. And LeBron sometimes will play Ole defense.
Oh, yeah, he did. I mean, he was playing. And then the thing about it is when your leader, like he is not giving the effort, the other guys look at it like, well, why should I? And right now, you got – remember John Chucker said this yesterday. All the guys that they got rid of were pretty much role players anyways. Mm-hmm. They brought in guys that know that role. So that's why I think it's going to work.
Well, and Isaiah Thomas, what was the line somebody had? One of the guys at Cleveland had a line that was in Cleveland.com this morning. IT joins the Cleveland Flameout Hall of Fame or something like that. I mean, dude, here he was. He becomes, you know, a star in the NBA with the Boston Celtics and goes to Cleveland, and it is just a bad, bad mix. I don't care what you say about injuries, bad mix.
He was bad. He was damaged goods when they got him, all right? And he was. It was already a thing that you can't be small and slow. And mm-hmm. that's how he looked. He wasn't explosive like he was last year. And it's going to take some time, but he is in a show-me-the-money phase right now, John, because he's trying to get paid. I mean, you look at – what he's making right now, $6 million is a lot of money, but it's relatively not a lot in NBA terms. He's trying to get that big deal. I don't see where it is.
I don't either.
But, I mean, he was trying. You can see that he was trying to get his.
Well, certainly the Cavaliers, you know, the Hawks made two trades. They were both minor trades, trading Luke Babbitt to the Heat for Okoro White and making a trade that brings Sheldon Mack to Atlanta for other considerations. So minor moves by the Hawks, just kind of on the edges. But for the Cleveland Cavaliers, wholesale changes, you can say addition by subtraction for them. But then you look at the other side and who they did get. Jordan Clarkson is a really good player.
Really good player off the bench.
But you know what? It just bugs me because every time I hear his name, I think about, like, he sounds like – Jordan Clarkson sounds like the name of somebody who finished in second place on American Idol. Larry Nance, you know, your second place finisher on American Idol. Jordan Clarkson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Larry Nance Jr. going to the town where his dad became famous.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodney Hood can play.
Rodney Hood can play, but Rodney Hood can when he wants to play.
Right
he can when he play.
Right. Yeah. But to me, the key here is they got George Hill.
Yes,
and you know George Hill was always kind of on the edge of being a star anyway. And if this works in Cleveland, George Hill becomes a star.
George Hill is a very good basketball player. He's a good point guard. He's a guy that he knows his role. He can play off the ball, which I think is big when you got LeBron handling the ball majority of the time. I love the pickup by him. Jordan Clarkson, I think the Lakers wanted to keep him. I understand why they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And traded him away.
Because of the contract.
Because of the contract. But, yeah, Jordan can play.
The other big winner in all of this is the L.A. Lakers.
Yes.
Because the Lakers do get rid of the contract of Jordan Clarkson. They put themselves in a position where they can strip enough salary that by all accounts and by all reports, Randy Mack, if they want to, they can make a run at both LeBron James and Paul George at the end of the year. They can afford both.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what Magic wanted, right? Magic said this yesterday. The NBA is a superstar-driven league. You got to get superstars on your team. And to try and go out there and get these two guys. And, John, even if they can't get them this year, you look at 19. They're positioned well for the next couple of years because 19 is going to have big names like Kawhi and Klay Thompson and guys like that. So Magic's going to get somebody, all right? Just like Dr. Bless used to sit him in the room or how Pat Riley drops the rings on the table. Magic's going to get somebody.
Yeah, maybe you, two. Right. Well, and you walk him into Staples and say, do you want to be up there?
Yeah.
Do you want your jersey with the Shaqs, the Kobes, the Magics, the Kareems? You know, I mean, all those incredible jerseys that hang up there in the rafters at Staples Center. And, of course, the Lakers have been red hot lately. They've been playing great basketball. I guess LeVar Ball was wrong about Luke Walton. Who knows? But, yeah, you've got to kind of change that franchise around. And I don't know. I mean, do I see LeBron ending up as a Laker? See, my only problem with it with LeBron at the Lakers is that LeBron has do you really want to go and be – no matter what he does with L.A., he's not going to ever be Magic or Kobe.
Right.
I mean, he's just not.
I just don't get the logic. Now, Paul George, he's an L.A. guy. Always wanted to play for Lakers.
Okay, fine.
LeBron, because he has two – I think they say he got two cribs out in L.A. I just think if the relationship was better with him and the owner, Dan Gilbert, this would be fine. But because their relationship is so bad, but I just don't – the only thing I can see LeBron actually going to – and I think Squid said it last night in the conference call, was 76ers. Could you see him going to 76ers probably?
Yeah.
They need some more shooters.
I still think he could end up in New York. I mean, what's the biggest stage in the NBA? Madison Square Garden.
Would you want to go from one terrible owner and Dan Gilbert to Dolan?
Yeah, James Dolan, right. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair. No, it's fair enough. How about a good owner and Tony Ressler?
Why not?
You know,
Atlanta's a nice city.
I know. We could dream, all right?
The look that Bo and both Daryl gave over in through the glass is just priceless.
priceless.
But no, I mean, I don't see the L.A. LeBron thing because why go to the West? The Golden State Warriors are still in the West. Stay in the East where it's a little bit easier.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but the Lakers have cleared out the decks here to be able to make some major free agent acquisitions here. So they're another big winner in all of this, for the NBA trade deadline, which actually turned out to be fairly interesting in this the whole narrative. Now what's going to happen? Remember that the Cleveland Cavaliers are still going to get Kevin Love back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, because I think, if you believe kind of all the things that Brad Stevens likes to leak out, that Gordon Hayward will be back at some point this year.
Boston.
Yeah, well, they keep showing these videos of Gordon Hayward goofing around and running around, and it looks like he can move. And so if he can move, is just getting into basketball shape? Is that what we're talking about?
I think that's the most important thing. But you remember that injury was this. It was one of the worst I've ever seen. And you look at it, you get him back, and Jaylen Brown is playing out of his mind right now.
Right.
Tatum is trying to get over that little rookie wall.
Sure.
They just added Monroe. Greg Monroe. So, I mean, and Kyrie's playing lights out. So, I mean, Boston. But can Boston beat LeBron four games? I'm not buying Toronto. All right? I know everybody's talking about – I'm not buying them. I don't buy Toronto because they're going to put up numbers in the regular season and Lowry goes cold in the postseason. So, not buying Toronto.
Yeah, and I'm not buying Toronto either. And until they prove me otherwise, you know, Washington's done for because of John Wall. And so it's really a 2.5-team race, in my opinion, with Boston, Toronto, and Cleveland. And really, it's just Boston and Cleveland.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so, can Boston beat them in a 4-game series? Yeah, maybe. I mean, if Kyrie goes off against his old team, yeah, I can see that.
It's hard for me to think they can beat LeBron 4 times.
Yeah, well, I mean, there is that. To see if the Hawks could beat LeBron once. Can they beat him tonight and upset the Cleveland Cavaliers? In this, debut game for all their new guys, I guess, right? They'd be there with the team tonight.
Yeah.
So today is Cavaliers Day on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Phillips Arena. We'll tell you what else today is as we continue. But John and this morning, Randy Mack on The Morning Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, John?
Man.
You all right?
I'm fine.
That was a giant sneeze.
That was
almost
a giant
fell out of chair.
Clean up at mic one. Clean up on mic one.
Wow.
Did you bring your Lysol?
Daryl did me a solid with that. Sprayberry High's Travis Tritt. Only because I want to give a shout out to some all my friends who are Sprayberry High alums, and I have lots of those. For some reason, Sprayberry High, and I didn't go to Sprayberry. I went to Lithonia, but I have lots of friends who went to Sprayberry.
Did y'all graduate in the same class? Because Travis Tritt turns 55 today.
No, he's 2 years younger than me. So,
that's safe to say, though, he is now a resident of Paulding County.
Does he live out there?
That's right. He lives over in Hiram.
That's right.
On the other side of the county from where I grew up.
Oh, gosh, I can't get over that sneeze, John.
Sorry about that.
I wish that was... Hey,
that's gotta, okay. Go ahead and snort in the mic.
Yeah, when you got a bad cold, You want me to go home?
Is that yes.
Okay, all right, bye.
I don't want to get sick. Everyone has been sick, and I, knock on wood, have not gotten any kind of sickness.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring you a couple paper towels, and everything you touch, like the doorknob, it has to be with a paper towel first, okay?
Well, he's already touched the mouse and the keyboard at this point.
That's fine. That's Rick Campbell and Carl Dick's problem.
Yeah, that's their problem.
Godspeed. We should give them a heads up. But yes, Travis Tritt turns 55 years old today. A couple of other birthdays. Michael B. Jordan, 31 years old today. He's the actor
from Creed. He's a great actor.
Fruitville Station, which was
great movie.
Great movie. But if you are not ready to cry or you don't want to cry, I would recommend not watching that movie today.
Is it true that they're coming out with another Apollo Creed movie that he's going to be in? It is
according
true.
According to okay. Sylvester Stallone, yeah.
He's going to fight Drago's kid.
Wow.
Creed. The rumors that I heard was Creed will Michael B. Jordan will fight Ivan Drago's kid. Hmm. No word if Bridget Nielsen has signed on though.
Wow. Also, they're running out of ideas.
They are. Joe Pesci, 75 years old today from Goodfellas and Casino. I know him from Home Alone.
Oh, well, Home Alone's a great film. Have you seen Goodfellas and Casino, right?
No, I own Goodfellas. I bought it because people got mad at me that I haven't seen it. I'm telling you, I will buy these movies because you guys get on to me, but they will just sit there, and I will not watch them.
You got to watch both of them. In your opinion, what's better, Casino or Goodfellas?
Well, Miller's Crossing. But
Miller's Crossing is a great movie, too.
I would probably lean to Goodfellas just slightly. Mm.
I got to go Casino.
I mean, boy, they're both so good, though.
I don't have the attention span for movies at home.
Goodfellas, because Casino was about 35 to 40 minutes too long.
It was
If they cut out some of the they could have skipped half the Sharon Stone stuff. Just kill her off already.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That was a close one.
I was like, whoa.
It got dumped, though. It was very close.
That was a close one, Bo.
I said stuff.
Okay. Well, today is National Pizza Day, which should be every single day.
Did we just have National Pizza Day about a month ago?
I think it was, I don't know, was it a particular type of pizza? Is there any, like, is National Pizza Day too many?
There was a pizza because that's why Mellow Mushroom came up here. Because I said the jerk chicken pizza, remember?
Right.
Chicago style pizza?
Mm. No, it's just National Pizza Day again.
Mm. I swear, I think some of these food councils do that, though. Daryl, am I right? You get National Pizza Day, National Cheeseburger Pizza Day, National Thin Pizza Day, Deep Dish Pizza Day.
National Pepperoni.
Pepperoni Pizza Day. Supreme Pizza Day.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Ice Cream Pizza Day. I mean, they just make stuff. They just make stuff up, you know?
Well, 30% of us eat pizza at least once a week, so there's that. 2% of people hate pizza altogether. Which,
well, who hates pizza?
I know. I don't.
Who are those 2%? They make vegan pizza, so, you know, come on, man up.
22% of us say they can eat an entire pizza by ourselves, which is probably accurate. I could do that.
Really?
Oh, well, that depends on the pizza.
It's like thin crust?
I mean, you're not eating.
No.
No. I mean, you're not.
I'll get two slices, maybe.
Well, there's a little secret about me.
Yeah, could you eat a whole pizza by yourself? We get you a mellow mushroom, like Daryl, one of the big mellow mushrooms.
Eat it.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I'll eat, like you said, two or three pieces, and then I'll just revisit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or in 2 hours, you just revisit the pizza.
You're a ninja. Because
pizza doesn't last long in my home. So,
pizza for breakfast is the bomb.
If it's there,
pizza for breakfast? No. Yes, please.
Cold pizza.
Do you like breakfast pizza?
Oh, yes. Have you had the breakfast pizza from QT?
No, from Racetrack I have, though.
Oh, that's good, too.
That's what's up.
I'll eat a whole tombstone.
I mean, I won't.
The four meats from Tombstone?
Yeah, I love the Tombstone pizza. But once again, in my house, one of the pizzas has to be cheese because I don't know why. They won't eat anything but cheese. So by the time that's over, yeah.
Some of people's favorite toppings, cheese, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, bacon, onions, green peppers, black olives, Canadian bacon, and then somebody on this list put pineapple, which doesn't belong on this list. Pineapple does not belong on a pizza.
I completely wholehearted agree with you.
That's not a pizza.
Yes, I agree. And my significant other, last week we had pizza. Mm-hmm. She doesn't tell anybody, and she gets the Hawaiian style pizza. And why do you have mushrooms on the pizza? That's not right.
Mushrooms?
I mean, not mushrooms, but pineapple. Yeah, it's not right.
It doesn't belong on a pizza.
I agree.
It doesn't really go with tomato sauce. Pineapple and tomato sauce don't really blend together.
John likes pineapples, but only in his grocery cart.
Have you been
yum yum, miss you?
Have you been looking for those, John?
Daryl, how do you sit in there every day behind a glass?
I don't know. I pray every morning so devoutly before I come in this door. I really do.
I mean, I feel for you, my friend.
Bless him.
What y'all hating on me for?
No one's hating.
Y'all editing me when I don't say anything wrong.
That was close. When Terry gets that click back, he's going to definitely know why it was dumped.
I said stuff. I don't know. I never said anything other than stuff.
When he gets that click back, he's going to know why it was dumped.
Right. National Bagel Day, too. And I only bring that one up because I see it on the list. And
you can have pizza bagels. Have you ever had those?
Yeah, they're
tomato
okay.
Tomato sauce, pepperoni, and sausage on a bagel.
But but Randy knows this because he's been there. If you've never been to that Jewish deli in New York where they have the real bagels.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Where they make them for you.
It's so good. That sounds amazing. No, it's a different world. It's like you take bagels and multiply it by 1,000, okay?
It's unbelievable.
Just yeah. Give me all the cream cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. All the schmear. There is a big breaking news in the NFL. Jimmy Garoppolo got dumb broke off. What does the newest, highest-paid NFL player in history mean for everybody else, for Tom Brady, for Matt Ryan, and more? As we continue on the morning show, we'll break it all down with John and Randy back this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.